Now, from WPTL Sports, it's time for Pisgah High School Black Bears Girls Varsity Fast Pitch Softball with Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernetz.
Welcome, Pisgah Nation. This is Rhonda Bird along with my broadcast partner, Chuck Fiebernetz. We come to you live again for another wonderful broadcast of Pisgah Softball. And, Chuck, we're at Tuscola today, one of our rivals. And you know, usually it's a tough game, but Tuscola's in rebuilding mode, and they're struggling a little bit this year. They're last in the conference. So, you know, Serena Goodwin's going to throw Michaela Tipton out there to pitch today, which I agree, because we've got to turn around and play tomorrow against North Anderson.
Well, and it even gets worse for manager Mike Gentry, because he's lost the services of his four-year starting catcher, Madison Banks, to concussion. She got hit with a ball during practice, BP, about 4 or 5 days ago. Got word yesterday she's got to be out a week and be symptom-free of concussion. And then he lost yesterday in practice their Amanda Welch, their leadoff hitter. They think she broke her wrist.
Oh,
you know,
man.
She got hit with a ball out of BP, and I said, Mike, you need to stop doing BP.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they come in with two starters down, and so the struggles continue. But, you know, Mike's got, you know, keeps the faith. He keeps coaching the kids, and that's what you want.
That's all you can do is keep coaching and keep your head up and keep strong, because if you get down, it relates to your players, and then they start getting down. And so you got to keep a positive attitude, and that's one thing coaches are – good cheerleaders. They're motivators. Any good coach will be a motivator no matter what situation you're in. And so, you know, right now that's all he can ask for him to be a motivator and pump his kids up. Even though they, on paper, they don't have a chance, they're going against the conference leader right now. And, you know, and Pisgah was supposed to play yesterday against AC, but that game got canceled because AC had to make up a rain game with McDowell. So, you know, it works out to where it's really better for Pisgah because we would have had three straight games in a row.
Well, and again, you know, why is it, Rhonda, that what, you know, first of all, it's Serena Goodwin having a difficulty in scheduling non-conference opponents. And then when she finds them, you know, the Smoky Mountains and the AC Reynolds, and then when the game gets, you know, if the game gets rained out, we've had this experience the last three years. After that, they don't want to play. They don't want to reschedule.
Swain canceled because of weather, and we can't get that one rescheduled. AC only wants to play us one time. We cannot get Madison to play us in a regular season because their coach refuses to, because he says, look, if I'm going to play y'all, I have to play in the playoffs. I don't want to see you but one time. Owen will play us, but it's usually just a scrimmage. I mean, it's hard for us to get. Here's Serena Goodwin is trying to get non-conference opponents for quality. Let me repeat that. Quality non-conference opponents for her team, and she has to go to Alexander Central to get somebody to play us because nobody around here wants to play us, and that's a shame.
And just all they are is just a nationally ranked softball team in Class 4A and one of the largest schools in the state.
And they'll take on anybody.
Right, they're not afraid.
No, they're not afraid, and that's what you got to build your program on. You know, one of the greatest coaches ever was Dean Smith, and he always, you know, always thought, why do you schedule all these hard non-conference teams? And he said, by the end of the year, my team will be better than anybody else because we played the toughest that I can find out there to play us. That's what Serena's got the mentality of. She wants to play the toughest, get out there, and makes her team better by the end of the year, i.e. 2011 when we won the state championship.
Well, let's take a break. Managers are meeting at home plate. When we come back, we'll be ready for the national anthem and starting lineups. So we'll take a break right now. You're listening to WPTL 920 AM from Canton, the home of Pisgah softball.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, go to the grinning, buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking, go to the grinning, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, welcome back. We're in our pregame show, which is sponsored by American Pawn and Pickers, Brad Allen and Ken Wilson Ford. And Chuck, today I got some interesting news. The referee booking agent for Western North Carolina got fired today. I'm serious now, man. I'm telling the truth. The big shakeup, and it could turn good, because as you've seen and we've all fussed about for years past in Western North Carolina, the officiating has been terrible. And he said that they've not had enough officials to cover the games. They've had to put officials in positions that they don't normally call games, like volleyball, doing basketball, because they don't have enough officiating. And he said that's one thing that this guy that gets the job said, that's one thing that is going to be his number one priority, was to fix that problem, to have enough officials to work. And then that in quality games like Pisgah-Tuscola rivalry game in football, no matter how bad good the record is, he said the one thing he wants to do is put the best officials for that game. And I said, man, you're already talking something that's been needed to be done a long time ago.
Number 15. Wow, so that's big news. That's a big shakeup.
Big shakeup there, and it would come from the state level. So, you know, it's not a local deal. So, and then also, too, Pisgah's home run record went down last night. Our 40 home runs went down to Madison. They hit 9 yesterday in a doubleheader against Jefferson Academy. Now I'm going to get on my soapbox. They are in a weak conference, a very poor conference, and they're playing teams like Jefferson Academy, Hendersonville, which are beating 30 to nothing. I mean, it's they're not playing a conference like we got, is what I'm trying to say. I would like to see that home run record against our conference opponents from that team.
You know, I mean, they hit 9.
9.
Was a hurricane going through the mountains?
That was down at Jefferson Academy, which we've seen that going to Chase High that day.
That's difficult enough, too.
So they're at 43, so that took down Pisgah's record.
Well, and again, you got the, you know, records are records, and, you know, they you don't know if the record was, you know, an asterisk placed to it when it was originally set, you know, and you just don't know the competition and everything, but, you know, Madison in their own right's a great softball team, and they deserve it.
Allie Leak and, had two, and Dabrowski had two, and then Carla Treadway, the catcher they got, is really starting to step up this year, and she's leading the team in home runs, as a matter of fact, not Dabrowski, which is a surprise, so. And, you know, like I said earlier in the season, I think the 2A part of the conference is going to go through Madison or Canton, and so eventually we're going to meet.
It's time for the Star Spangled Banner. So we'll rise. Thank you.
by our mics. It's a little windy today, 73 degrees, beautiful weather for a softball game. But Chuck was just commenting before the game, why is it every time we get on the radio, the wind starts to blow?
Well, inside the circle for the Tuscola Mountaineers will be sophomore Lakin Grasty. Right-hander has carried half the load this year for the Mountaineers. And we have a shakeup. We haven't received the lineup yet, so we'll just give it to you as we go from Sharina. But in the pregame warmers, it was a lot of shakeup. Sharina resting some of her starters against Tuscola and giving some players that have been her reserves and have been at practice all the time the right to start against Tuscola. I like that.
I do, too. And these kids are there every day practicing. They need the opportunity to play. And, plus, we got to turn around and play North Henderson at North Henderson tomorrow. Tough game. North will be ready for us, even though Kim Cannon's not pitching the greatest. But you got to take North at their best.
Well, and again, this is the stretch run. This is where you want to gear it up and get your, you know, get your team ready to go. And,
exactly.
You know, you got a one-game lead over Brevard, a two-game lead over Franklin. And, you know, I mean, that's just the nuts and bolts.
We've got to play Brevard at the end of the year, so that could be the key match.
The Diamond on the River Complex in Canton, folks, so expect to be out there. Weather should be breaking. You know, it's 73 degrees right now at game time here in Waynesville for this road test for the Black Bears against the rival Tuscola Mountaineers. Taylor Gallion will be leading off for
Pisgah number five, Taylor Gallion.
The Black Bears.
And Sheridan Presley's on the mound, or on the...
In the circle on deck.
Yeah, on deck.
Grasty ready to go, wipes off the slab as she steps inside the circle. Catching will be Samantha Young, a freshman. Swung on and dribbled right over to Tristan Woodall, who throws her out at third base. So first pitch, one out already for Grasty.
So Tristan's playing really shallow. I mean, she's up close. Look how far away from back she is. If anything gets hit over the head, it could be trouble in that left field.
Sheridan Presley, the batting from the left-hand side. As Grasty's ready to go. We're in the first inning here at the Tuscola Softball Complex. And like we said, Madison Banks, who's caught for Mike Gentry for 4 years, is out due to a concussion symptoms, has to sit out another week. And he's just kind of pulling his hair out here. First pitch to Presley is low and away for ball one. Beautiful setting here they got at the Tuscola Baseball and Softball Complex next to the Junaleska Elementary School in Waynesville. Pitch is in the dirt, ball two. On deck is Mahala Irvin. Wind was momentarily blowing out directly to center field, but little wind, not as, well, just as I talk about the wind, it kicks up. Ready to go for the 2-0 count. Dribbles out in front off of her foot. Foul ball. Hit her in the box.
That's one thing about Sheridan. She's tough. I mean, I've seen her in basketball come back out after a sprained ankle and play the rest of the game. It's hard to get her out.
North Henderson on the agenda over in Etneyville. The next team for the Pisgah Black Bears, who are standing in first place in the conference. Nice changeup delivered by Lakin Grasty. That evens the count at 2-2. She pulled the string on that one, Rhonda.
Yeah, I think Sheridan's upset at herself more because that was right down the middle, and she started to swing, and then she held off, and she's kind of upset at herself.
Gotta like this young Grasty, only a sophomore. She's getting better for Mike Gentry's team every game. Swung on in line, foul, past the first base, but just inches. Count remains at 2-2. On at the baseball field is the Pisgah Black Bears and the Tuscola Mountaineers dueling on the baseball diamond out over the right field fence. Next pitch is a changeup, low and away, brings the count full at 3-2.
You should have brought your magnifying glasses that you bring for football. I could probably see the scoreboard from here if I had them, and not these eyes.
I hear you. Here comes a 3-2 pitch, swung on and grounded over to the second baseman who just flips it and retires Presley. That was a nice, easy grounder to Heather Nelson. She had a nice glove and scoop on that. That's two outs.
And Callie Kirkendall is on deck. Be after. So the only thing so far that she shook up is your leadoff batter.
Got Michaela in there, Macy and Nadia. Casey Alexander, here's the pitch too, and that's up over the shortstop's head and for a single into left center as it drops safely into the grass. So Irvin out in front of a changeup, but still got enough of it to drive it over the head of Rachel Birmingham at short. So a two-out single, and that's going to bring up Callie Kirkendall.
The outfield's playing so deep because of Mahala's known hitting power that it just fell right in between the infield and the outfield.
Grasty ready to go. Here's her first pitch. Swung and lined foul. Kirkendall got it all. Well, now, you know, they have a coaching box over at third, but through the years, Walt has had the Dodge liner. So
he's
just
never stood in it. He's always close to the dugout.
Yeah, he backs up when a right-handed hitter gets up there. The older he gets, the slower he gets to react to him.
Well, I can understand that.
So Grasty has Kirkendall in a hole at 0-1, and here's the pitch. Swung and grounded again, foul at the identical spot. So swinging away and hacking is Kirkendall, but she's in a hole now at 0-2 to Grasty with two outs here in the top of the first inning.
One thing Serena said after the game against last week when they won 1-0, she says, we got to work on our hitting.
Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Changeup. Beautiful. And Irvin dancing around at first. Almost started down there trying to test the young freshman catcher, Samantha Young. Talked to Mike yesterday, the manager for Tuscola, and just kind of had his dauber down because, you know, he seems like in practice he's losing his starters. And he says, I got Pisgah coming in. Swung, lined. A nice stab by Grasty. As that was heading out to center field for a single, but she just reached out and stabbed it. So that's all for the Black Bears. They strand a runner, and we move to the bottom of the first inning. No score here at Tuscola.
And this is a good matchup for Pisgah before we play North Henderson. We talked about it last time, North Henderson come to town, how Kim Cannon has lost her, which I don't know if Kim Cannon will be pitching against us, but let's just assume that's who it is. She's lost her velocity from that shoulder surgery and stuff, and the Grasty girl in the circle throws about exactly the same as she did against us at Pisgah, so it gives us good timing to get the timing down on this, so it'll be interesting to see how long it takes for them to get their bats going.
Going into the circle for the Black Bears is the senior, Michaela Tipton, who was the hero of last Friday's game. And she had an infield single with the winning run at third in a scoreless game as it drove in the winning run as the Black Bears escaped the upset-minded Falcons.
She's 2-0 in the circle, so, you know, that's a good start.
Mason McCracken will be at first base. Nadia Hudson is going to be the shortstop. So as we get these lineups completed.
You got Casey Brown out in left. You got Taylor Gallion in center. And you got Kelsey Alexander in right. And Tomasi's getting a rest. And Callie Kirkendall's playing third. But by the end of the game, I guarantee Serena will have me and just get some of the batting practice in.
Well, Tipton completes her warm-up tosses as the Black Bears group up inside the circle for their pregame ritual. It will be Tristan Woodall, Heather Nelson, Rachel Birmingham, 1-2-3 to begin the bottom of the first inning, and Woodall will step in to face Tipton.
Got a good crowd here on the Pisgah side. They're along the fence, in the stands.
You're listening to us. We thank you for tuning in to 9:20 a.m. First pitch by Tipton's low for a ball. Woodall got one of the two hits last time they played in Canton. Next pitch is inside corner, painted the black, and she gets a strike called, so it's 1-1.
That's a beautiful pitch. It looked like it just kind of dropped a little bit when he got to the plate.
Working quickly. Here's the next pitch and changed up as it swung on and missed. So now it's going to be a 1-ball, 2-strike count to Tristan Woodall, the third baseman for Tuscola. And as we said, you don't have time to chit-chat in between pitches. Swing on and miss. High fastball brought the cheddar cheese up there. And so Woodall goes down for the first out on strikes. Now it's going to bring up second baseman Heather Nelson. Woodall is one of those fine players for Tuscola. Pitches low and inside, ball one to Nelson.
That's one thing about Pisgah pitchers, and I got to say this quick because you'd be ready to go, is they pitch low. They want the pop up for the ground ball.
Change up is high, so that'll make the count 2-0. And folks, it is just by listening to us, Michaela Tiffin gets the ball, gets a sign, and pitches. High again, 3-0. So suddenly to Heather Nelson, she's lost command of the strike zone. Everybody knows the story on Tipton. Right down the middle for a strike, taken all the way was Nelson. She had laser eye surgery and it kind of screwed up her eyesight, so
yeah,
she's battling that.
She's having a hard time seeing the ball.
Ball four, walked her. So she loses Nelson on a 1-0 free pass. That's going to bring up the number three hitter, Rachel Birmingham, the shortstop.
You know, pitchers are funny creatures. They got to be like gold, hockey goaltenders. They got to scrape their area, get it just right.
Here's a pitch called strike right down the middle. She brought the grilled cheese sandwich on that. Boy, she brought the heater.
I tell you, I really like this umpire. You can really tell the difference between ball and strike. I mean, even through our headsets, we can hear it.
Swung, tried to bunt and bunted it back into the screen to try and move up the runner. And Birmingham now is in a hole at 0-2. No score here, bottom of first. Called strike three. Right at the top of the strike zone, Rachel Birmingham watched it go by. So there's two strikeouts, two outs, runner at first, and that's going to bring up the freshman catcher, Samantha Young.
I wish we had a mic so you could hear this umpire. She is good.
Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled out of play. As Irvin gave chase as it hit off the top of the netting. Tipton goes to the rubber and then she delivers and swung on. Boy, I tell you, like this freshman, she doesn't look intimidated. She came up hacking. So she's now in 0-2. She fouled that one off. Here's Tipton's pitch, fouled again off. So, and freshman just figured if she's going to go down, she's going to go down swinging.
Mm-hmm.
Two outs, 0-2 count. Here comes. Lined, but foul.
Ooh. Mason just about caught that foul.
Mason McCracken. Sitting on the bench, the starter, Miggy Tomasi.
Yeah.
Giving her a day off. So the next pitch is a ball outside. And the count now moves to 1-2. Here's the pitch. Just missed outside. 2-2. Sun splash day here in Waynesville, North Carolina. as the rivals of Haywood County battle on the softball diamond. Swung on and missed, struck her out, so she struck out the side, and that's all for Tuscola. As we move to the top of the second, no score. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears Softball is being brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, and B. Allen Construction.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking.
Go to the grinning.
Mine, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. And these guns and guitars and diamond rings, we will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking.
Go to the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, welcome back. We're in the top of the second inning. There's no score, Chuck, and it's starting off slow, but eventually the bats will crank up.
Scheduled to face Lake and Grasty here in the top of the second will be Michaela Tipton, Mason McCracken, and Nadia Hudson. 5-6-7 in the lineup for Serena Goodwin. Grasty finishes her warm-up tosses. We're ready to go. And Tipton feels a whole lot better about herself after what she did in the bottom of the seventh inning.
That was a huge confidence boost for this kid. She's been going through so much this year. Being her senior year, she really was looking forward to, you know, this year. Really worked hard on her pitching, and then that happens. You really feel for her.
I love the reaction when she hit it. The team just ran out to her and gave her a big hug. First pitch to Tipton is a ball low.
She told me after the game, she said, that felt so good.
Playing with glasses on.
And she's never played with glasses in her life.
Next pitch is off the plate. Skipped it up there, so it'd be 2-0. Come on. One thing about this umpire, she makes the scorekeeper work, right on it. Ball in the dirt.
I'm impressed.
They didn't put that second ball up there. She turned around and said, two balls.
Yeah, she turned around to the scorekeeper and said, two balls. I mean, it's just like, put it up for her.
3-0 count. Does she have the green light? We'll find out. Here comes Grassy's pitch. Called strike. Taken all the way was Tipton, so she had the red light on that one. On deck is Mason McCracken, the first baseman. Ready to go. Here's her pitch and ball four. She lost her. That's going to bring up McCracken now.
And Mason's a good hitter. She hit that big double at Franklin. I mean, she was the only one hit that day.
Well, she came up hacking. She was aggressive and everything.
She's that Dominican in her.
Yeah, I tell you what. But, you know, the thing about her was in the game in the bottom of the seventh inning against West Tennyson, when Kirkendall led off with that stand-up double, she had to lay down the bunt. She got a good one down.
Oh, yeah.
Moved the winning run over. She takes a ball low.
And that's what you want. You want your when you're trying to win a game and you're playing small ball, that's what you got to do. You got to do the small stuff. Lay the bunts down.
Lake and Grasty, five straight balls. Swung on and dribbled over to third baseman, Tristan Woodall. She throws to second to get Tipton, so she gets the lead runner. There was no throw to first as Mason McCracken was hauling down that baseline.
Yeah, she was running hard.
So a fielder's choice eliminates Tipton from the bases, and there's one out now to bring up shortstop Nadia Hudson. Ha! called strike, bell tie. Grasty has a little length to her. A little thing out there.
She is little. She needs...
But she's got them long arms, and she's got a lot of legs and arms coming towards the plate and everything. Swung on, lined over the shortstop head of Birmingham, and that's past the left fielder. This may get a run in as McCracken goes to third, and she's hauled. And McCracken's going to come in and score. There will not be an RBI. That'll be a single, an error on the left fielder, and an error on the center fielder on the throw that allowed McCracken to come home as she missed her cutoff man. So it's 1-0 Pisgah. So a single and two errors give Pisgah a 1-0 lead. And Hudson's at second base. And that'll bring up Casey Alexander. Checks her swing, lays off for a ball.
It looked like she was check swinging, but I think she's more or less turning to get out of the way, too, because it was a real tight pitch.
One out here in the top of the second. Pisgah leads 1-0 over Tuscola. Here's the pitch by Grasty. Swung on in line down the left field line, but it curves just foul by about 5 feet. That was into the corner.
Oh, it was. And I'm right here on that line, and I just kept seeing it go turn, and drop in the corner. And I thought, oh, she has the right idea because that's wide open down there. They're playing. And your gap between your center and your left fielder is huge right now.
Grasty, ready to go, gets a new ball. Here's the 1-1 pitch, high for ball two.
Anything hit, Nadia's going to score because she is a fast runner. She's got speed.
Wind's starting to die in the dirt. And there goes Hudson over to third as the ball got away from...
They're going to test Young at the catching position just to see what she's able to do.
So a wild pitch. Young couldn't come up with it. 3-1 and fouls it back. Brings the count now full at 3-2. Casey Alexander. Pisgah's right fielder is at the plate with a runner at third. That's Nadia Hudson. On deck is Casey Brown. Grassy's pitch. Swung on, lifted deep left field. Tagging up is, that's over the head of the left fielder, Krista Passari. So that is going to be a double. She camped underneath it.
I wonder if the sun was in her eyes. She's like she was holding her glove up. You know, instance like we've had at Pisgah this year with the sun being in the player's outfielder's eyes.
Actually, that will be another error on the left fielder. So no RBI. Pisgah now leads 2-0. And that's going to bring up Casey Brown with Alexander at second base. Swung on and dribbled up the middle. Nice stab by Heather Nelson over to first in time to retire the speedy Casey Brown by a step. And on to third goes Alexander. And we have two outs here in the top of the second. Almost at bottom. I lost track where I was at.
Yeah. We don't do but three away games, and it's really tough when we do three away when you're so used to doing them at home.
So now Taylor Gallion's up. Grounded out to the third baseman, a first time up. Ball in the dirt, nice scoop. And jumped on it was Samantha Young doing a fine job behind there. Tell you who's doing a fine job defensively for Pisgah is the second baseman, Heather Nelson.
For Tuscola, you mean?
Yeah, for Tuscola, excuse me. I said Pisgah.
That's okay. I started to say we have a Nelson.
I do it all the time when these two teams get together. Line left field. Nice sharp single by Gallion. That'll be an RBI. That'll be 3-0. Two out RBI single by Gallion is going to bring up Sheridan Presley.
Well, that's one thing Coach said they were going to concentrate on after West Henderson was her hitting. That it was the last two games, West and Franklin, and had really struggled. And so she said, we're going to concentrate on hitting. We, defensively, we're pretty sound. And I have to agree with her on that.
Shannon Presley started like a firecracker there this season. Boy, she was hot, and it's kind of cooled off the last week and a half.
Well, she's been playing through an injury on her forearm.
Down to second base goes Galleon. She's there. And nice slide. She gets a stolen base.
And testing the catcher is where you take advantage of a youth and see how good an arm she's got.
Samantha Young threw a strike down there, but just a tad late. I'll tell you what, you got to come up gunning that thing. You got to be accurate, too.
Yeah.
Because Galleon's got some speed. High pitch to Presley is now makes the count at 2-0.
I tell you, she's having to do a heck of a job behind the plate because the pitches are up, they're down. She's asking for it in one position. It's not coming there. So she's doing a heck of a job for a freshman.
3-0 here in the top of the second. Pisgah. Ball just outside. 3-0.
Yeah, three.
Presley could have sat and rested her forearm. But that's no, you can't.
No. She'd have to have body parts hanging out before the shit set.
She's not going to do that.
Mm-mm, no.
She's going to play through it.
Gamer.
Here's a 3-0 pitch right down the middle. She was taking all the way.
Yeah, she backed up before the ball even got to the plate. She says, you might have to throw it right in there because I'm taking.
Looking for a pitch now. She's in the hitter's count. Looking for that hittable fastball. Just missed. Ball four. So she walks Presley with two outs. Runners on first and second now. And that's going to bring up Mahala Irvin.
Who has to take all her gear off to get to it.
Irvin.
Next up, number seven.
Get some little pat on the back from manager Serena Goodwin over at who man's or woman's. You say it. Woman then? Who's at her first base post.
Yeah.
Walt Leatherwood, the assistant coach, is the third base coach in the games. So two runners on, two outs. Here comes Irvin. Ball outside. Gasty, trying to be careful.
Yeah, you don't want to put something down the wheelhouse on this girl because it will be out of the park.
Irvin just continues her near 500 batting average. She has swung on and grounded right over to Birmingham, who throws over and forces out Grasty. That's all for Pisgah. And they get three runs, and as we move to the bottom of the second inning, the Black Bears 3, Mountaineers nothing.
Well, everybody, May 18th, what, Chuck, 2 days or 2 weeks away, near three, maybe?
Three weeks and a half.
Away? Well, it's getting close, man. Time's flying.
What month are we in?
We're at the end of April. So everybody knows that the drawdown tickets, minute I walked in the park today, lady come up to me and she says, do you have any drawdown tickets? And I said, yes, ma'am, I do. So I sold one today coming in the park. So, folks, if you don't have your drawdown ticket, there's not many left. You got to catch somebody. Call the school, 648-3440. Ask them for some drawdown tickets. If you know a coach, ask a coach. If you come to a ball game, come and see me. I've got some in my pocket I'd be willing to part with, but all the money goes to the athletic program at Pisgah High School. It's our one-time fundraiser so the parents don't have to work and sell candy and magazines and all that stuff. And we have a good time. We have some kind of MC that he keeps us laughing in stitches all the time. So.
Well, I heard he's great.
I heard he was great, too, but I don't know who he is. I still ain't figured it out yet. But good steak dinner, good Pisgah fans. We talk football. We talk everything there. So May 18th, get your ticket, and you'll have a good time. Guarantee it.
Well, we've moved to the bottom of the second inning. The Black Bears lead Tuscola 3-0. Passari, Rogers, and Wester scheduled up to face Michaela Tipton here in the bottom of the two frame.
Now batting number 6, Krista Passari.
Tipton had 3 strikeouts in the first inning. Lost her perfect game bid when she walked Heather Nelson. So Passari steps in and swings away and hits one down the right field line, but curves foul by about a foot. Giving chase was Casey Alexander and Mason McCracken.
And Sheridan Presley.
And Sheridan Presley. They all gave chase to him.
Yeah. That's the way you teach them.
Those are dangerous ones when they fall in there because that's what they call the Bermuda Triangle. Next pitch is low, evens the count at 1-1.
You know, everybody's still talking about that play Tomasi had last week against West Henderson at the plate.
Oh, my God. That was a gorgeous play. Swing on a miss. Brought that grilled cheese sandwich up there. Boy, she brought it, too. It was hot.
Might have been a little burn on the inside.
Boy, I tell you, swung on and missed was Rogers, or Passari. A little simple grounder back to Tipton flips over to McCracken to retire Passari, and that'll bring up Morgan Rogers.
Next batter, number 12.
Michaela Tipton had talked about how her and Callie have a really good working relationship. You know, that's great, two pitchers having that kind of relationship and not fighting amongst each other for that starting position. And they really help each other.
Morgan Rogers, the first baseman, steps into the box. Swung on it. Another one-hopper right back to Tipton. So two consecutive comebackers has the Mountaineers with two outs, and that'll bring up Taylor Wester, the center fielder. And the thing is that when you look at that play you mentioned about Tomasi was that late in the game, run around first, they tried to bunt her over successfully, and they had a collision of the pitcher, Kelly Kirkendall, Irvin, and Tomasi as the next pitch is grounded right over to McCracken. That's all for the Mountaineers. We'll finish the story when we come back. We move to the top of the third with the score, Pisgah 3, Tuscola nothing. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, and Ken Wilson Ford.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Midwest Haywood will hold an American Red Cross blood drive on Friday, April 26th at the Midwest Health and Fitness Center in Clyde. The blood drive will take place from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Register by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the code Midwest Haywood. Statistics show that only 3% of the population will donate blood. Show kindness to your neighbors by taking this opportunity to give. We know you've got it in you.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernetz.
Well, welcome back, fans. We're in the top of the third, and the score is 3-0. Pisgah coming to bat. Chuck, it's time for us to get some more runs.
And leading off will be Callie Kirkendall, who lined a just scorched one right back at Lake and Grassley her first time up. But Grassley retired her and ended the inning, just reached out and snared that. So Kirkendall is 0-for-1 in this game. It'll be Kirkendall, Tipton, McCracken, scheduled up here in the top of the third inning. Grassley ready to go. And here's her first pitch. Ball high. Pisgah so far, 3 runs, 3 hits, no errors, left 2 runners on. Tuscola, no runs, no hits, made 3 errors, and left 1 runner on. That lone runner was a walk to Heather Nelson in the first. Next pitch is low to Kirkendall, and that's 2-0. So Kirkendall's got Grassley right where she wants her, in the hitter's count of 2-0.
And she knows that she's going to have to throw her something that's...
Swung on, and that is just ripped to left field.
That's what you call a good hit.
So a line drive leadoff single by Kelly Kirkendall, and that's what you want. You work and get ahead in counts, 2-0. You're working deep in the count with somebody who's not throwing a lot of strikes. And then once you get in that hitter's count round, you sit there and look for your pitch.
You sit down and wait for the fastball like Miki Cabrera could do.
Michaela Tipton steps into the box, pitcher versus pitcher here. Walked her first time up. She tries to square around. Down to second base goes Kirkendall. She steals as the ball gets there late and bounces away from Heather Nelson. So another stolen base for the Black Bears as they're testing young freshman catcher Samantha Young.
You should have known that was going to be something that Pisgah was going to try. So checking to see if Callie's all right. She was flexing her wrist a little bit when she come up.
Well, she had her hand down on the dirt. She probably got a scab or a dirt burn.
Yeah.
Swung on and lined to left field, so that may not. Here comes Kirkendall. She's going to test the arm. The relay is not in time, so Kirkendall gives Tipton an RBI single.
I tell you, Callie is faster than everybody thinks she is. She don't look fast because she's long and lanky, but she's really got some speed.
That would be Mason McCracken, who's 0-for-1 in the game. She reached base on the fielder's choice and scored a run in the second inning. Pisgah got three runs in the second frame, and they sent eight batters to the plate.
Tippin's 2-for-2 today. One for one.
She walked that first time up.
That's great. That's right.
She's been on base twice.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you want to do. Get on base. 1-0 pitch coming. That's line right past Walt Leatherwood, and he just kind of casually looks at it. And Walt will take another backup step to think. He's telling him to look, Mason. CeCe, that way.
Put it out in play.
He's so cool about it, too. He just casually puts his folds his arm and then takes a step back.
It's like a Green Beret going to bullets flying. He just stands there.
Grassy's 1-1 pitch. Here comes. Slime right back at her. Stabbed it off her glove. They flip to second base in time to get Tipton. So a nice play by Rachel Birmingham, the shortstop, as she got the ricochet off the glove of Grassy. And just flipped to Heather Nelson to retire Tipton for the first out. And another fielder's choice has McCracken at first.
That's twice Tipton's had to slide in second and got called out.
Now it's going to bring up Nadia Hudson, the shortstop. Singled. First time up, called strike right at the leathers.
She started to swing and she pulled it back.
I think they've been driven. Don't stop chasing the high balls.
Well, that's one thing they
popping it up. Stay low and go. Swung and she did. She swung out a low pitch, gets away from Samantha Young, and down to second base on the wild pitch will be Mason McCracken. 4-0 Pisgah here in the top of the third inning. Hudson was the benefactor of a single, but no RBI as an error on the left fielder went through her gloves to the fence, and then the center fielder backing her up, threw the ball away from the relay man and allowed a run to score, so she was charged with an error. So two errors on that one play by Hudson.
Trying to figure out what Coach Gentry was talking to the umpire about, and she questioned the outfield umpire, and I don't know what it was about.
Fouled off. So Grassy's got Hudson in a pitcher's count now at 0-2. Hudson's going to have to be a little defensive. Although the way Hudson swings the bat, she's not defensive at all. She don't care if she strikes out. She's going to attack.
Yeah.
Pitch way up high. Above the helmet.
Now, if that had been Madison Banks, it would probably been over her head, but Young's a lot taller than Madison Banks.
Boy, the Morton Salt. When it rains, it pours.
Oh, yeah.
From Mike Gentry here at Tuscola. Swung out and fouled out a play by Hudson.
It just seems like when the injury bug hits you, it just goes through the teams.
And both times in practice, too.
That's bad. You can understand if it's game.
One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and grounded right over to Birmingham. Checks the runner. Throws over and over the head. So a throwing error on Rachel Birmingham as Mason McCracken will now advance to third base.
And I have to say CeCe caused that because she was tilting back and forth like she's going to third. And when she seen the player threw it to first, she took off to third. And the shortstop overthrew it.
So McCracken's at third. Hudson by error. Throwing errors at first. That's a fourth error in the game for Tuscola. That's Casey Alexander, right fielder, who reached base on a error by the left fielder. Ball gets away, and McCracken stays at third, and on down to second on the wild pitch goes Hudson. And the wheels are starting to fall off for these Mountaineers.
If it had been anybody else at third besides Mason McCracken with a knee brace, I think they would have tried to go for it.
Pitch, called strike. Thought I heard her. A little delay, but a good call by the umpire on Casey Alexander. Evens the count at 1-1. One out here, top of three. 4-0 Pisgah. If you just joined us on WPTL 920 AM. Ball in the dirt, 2-1. And if you're listening to WPTLradio.net, we thank you all the same for joining us. All the sponsors you hear on this broadcast patronage their business as they support the kids. They throw down the third to get McCracken walking back, but she was on the base. McCracken's playing around with the young sophomore freshman catcher. As the ball was in the dirt and makes the count at 3-1 to Casey Alexander. Lake and Grasty still inside the circle for Tuscola. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, walked her, ball gets away. McCracken's going to try and score, and she does as the ball gets away, backed up by first baseman Morgan Rogers as the throw from Young was over the head of Grasty. So a wild pitch scores McCracken and a walk to Alexander, and runner still on the corners now with one out and a 5-0 lead for Piskin. That's going to bring up Casey Brown. Brown, her first time up, hit a sharp grounder and grounded out to Heather Nelson at second base. Pitch high is down to second base, and getting a stolen base will be Casey Alexander.
And that's a Pisgah common play there, because Walt will call for to see if the catcher throws to second. It's called a double steal. Oh,
ball in the dirt, gets away, and another run's going to score. And this one, you're not going to get Nadia Hudson.
Oh, no.
She's got some speed.
Yeah, that's the reason I said Macy McCracken, when she came in, made it more close, made it a closer call.
You know what Nadia reminds me of? The Warner Brothers cartoon character, Roadrunner, BB.
Yeah.
She runs high, like the Roadrunner.
She does.
But she runs good, too.
And she's tall and lanky. You know, it's just like Serena said, she's had to move her to shortstop to kind of settle some issues there at the shortstop position. But she's a true outfielder. And when we get Brooklyn Allen back next year, your shortstop will be sound. And you look at the infield next year, Tomasi, Allen, Presley, and Latrinko.
Manager Gentry took a walk out to settle down Grasty. She was starting to get a little flustered there as the Black Bears score three more runs so far here in the third and have built a 6-0 lead with only one out and one runner at third base. And Casey Brown at the plate. 2-0 pitch. Here it comes. She tries to slap it and fouled it back into the screen. Now to make the count at 2-1. On deck is Taylor Gallion. As we move to the top of the order, is Brown batting in the 9-hole today. Grasty ready to go. Here's a pitch in the dirt. 3-1.
You know, Serena's moving people around in the batting order to try to get some of those bats going. You know, taking the pressure off of them, moving them down, moving them up.
Here's the pitch. Play high. Walked her. So a one-out walk puts the runners back at the corners again. And now to bring up Taylor Gallion.
Now batting number 5.
And you don't want to hit the top of the order with Pisgah, mostly with Presley coming after Gallion.
Only one hit so far in this inning. Ball high is down to second base goes Brown, so she gets another stolen base. Runners now at better scoring position. Brown at second, Alexander at third. Grassy's pitch coming in the dirt. Nice stop by Young. Prevents a run. 2-0 to Taylor Gallion. 2 hits in this inning. Kirkendon Tipton. Line!
Oh, great.
Three hits as Galleon just roped one to left field. One hopper to Passari out there. So she gets another RBI for Galleon.
I think she's worked the hardest on the bat.
Wow.
I mean, my goodness gracious, she's hitting it hard today.
And that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley 0-for-1 in the game with a walk.
And that's confidence that young lady needs.
Pitch is high and down to second base. And that right there was catcher indifference, so she will not be credited with a stolen base as they were allowing her to go down. Working more with the hitter as the ball is in the dirt as Young tries to throw down the third to Woodall to try and catch Brown napping to no avail. So a 2-0 count to Sheridan Presley, who needs a big hit right now to get her out of her week-long slump. And she almost, oh, they pulled her, played her to pull, and she hit it right to Heather Nelson, but that's an RBI ground out, and she'll take that.
Now up number seven.
So now the score is now 8-0, Pisgah. That's going to bring up Mahala Irvin. They played Sheridan Presley to pole. And yeah. Played her, had her play perfectly, positioned perfectly. First pitch to Irvin's high for a ball.
This is the first time that Mahala's really been pitched to.
Telling you, it's can wear on you. This game can humble you. Irvin just waiting for that. Next pitch was high for a ball, but she's just sitting there waiting for that pitch to get down into the hitting zone.
Telling you, she's chomping at the bit.
She's going to release that composite bat on that ball. Here comes the pitch in the dirt. 3-0 as Galleon had thoughts of scoring, but decided not to, so it's 3-0. On deck is Callie Kirkendall. And you know, Presley needs the consolation prize. As you look at Presley, she hasn't had a hit, but both times she's grounded out to Heather Nelson at second base, they've been hit hard.
Yeah, they have been hit hard.
Called strike, got the corner. 3-1.
Halo's taken all the way on that. She really, if it was going to be in the center, she's going to swing, but anything else she was going to lay off of. Very disciplined hitter.
Fouled out of play, swinging on a 3-1 pitch. Boy, she let it go, too. Just got up underneath it and a little bit late. It was a changeup, tried to time it. So two outs, 3-2 count, runner at third base. Irvin. 1-for-2 with a single. Pitch is swung on and lifted to deep center field. And that's going to be hauled in nicely by the Taylor Wester. And that's all for Pisgah. As they get 5 more runs and lead now 8-0 as we move to the bottom of the third.
Well, that was a good ending for Pisgah, but it seemed like all the runs that came in were either by error or throwing errors. It didn't seem like we had that many hits, Chuck.
Well, 3 hits in that last inning, scored 5 runs. 1-2, I'm looking at it right now, 1 error and 2 walks. And the big key right there is allowing this, you know, the stolen bases. Once you get a walk, they steal second, then a hit or a ground out, and they're moving around, 3 wild pitches. So the wheels fell off for Tuscola in that inning. Line score for Pisgah, no runs in the first, 3 runs in the second, 5 runs in the third. That's where they stand. 8 runs on 5 hits. And have committed no errors and left 3 runners on. Tuscola has not scored a run, and they're 2 at-bats as they're getting ready to bat here in the bottom of the third. They have no hits and have committed 4 errors.
Serena's more than happy. She's out there catching for Tipton while Tipton's warming up. She was more than happy to hand that glove over to Irvin as she come running out of the dugout.
Well, it'll be bottom of the order, 8-9-1 for Tuscola. Lake and Grasty Destiny Mullen and Tristan Woodall back up to the top of the order here in the bottom of the third inning. Will that affect Michaela Tipton? Sometimes it affects pitchers where, you know, they're pitching really good and they got that no-no going. We can say it. We can't say it in the dugout. We're not jinxing her.
Yeah.
But she hasn't allowed a hit. But does she, you know, sitting there that whole time in the dugout, batting once, but, you know, that was a long inning.
It was a long
inning. Does it affect her? First pitch is inside for a ball.
You know, I don't think she thinks about it. She's like Mahala Irvin, being seniors on the team. They just think about the win. That's all they care about.
Lake and Grasty takes ball two. So Michaela Tipton falls behind 2-0 in the count to sophomore Lake and Grasty. Ball three. Tried to guide that one, Rhonda. Eight nothing. Pisgah. Right down the middle of Broadway Street.
Now, I don't think Michaela, it's her conditioning or whatever, because she really worked hard this offseason on pitching.
3-1. Right down the middle of Broadway Street again. Boy, she threw her, fell behind 3-0 and came back with two straight fastballs right down the middle. Grasty taken all the way. Now it's 3-2, and here's the pitch. Swing on him, and struck her out. Fourth strikeout in the game for Tipton, and that'll be all for Grasty. That'll bring up Destiny Mullen, the right fielder.
She just needed three more warm-up pitches. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm. Destiny Miller batting in the 9-hole takes ball one. Tell you what, when they go out on the field with Tipton in the circle, you're not going to be out there long.
Mm-mm.
Just missed on the inside part of the plate. Ball two. 2-0.
Mahala framed that for a while, but
well, she's got to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Umpires knows the strike zone. High for ball three.
Well, she did this with Grasty, so.
But that's a relationship you expect. Umpires expect their catcher to work them. Ball four. So, a walk to the number nine here, Destiny Mullen, with one out, going to bring up Tristan Woodall.
Next up, number 11, Tristan Woodall.
Woodall struck out her first time up. We're in the bottom of the third over here in Waynesville. Right at the knees, called strike. Beautiful afternoon.
It is. Beautiful day for softball.
Do you know it was snowing again in Colorado? Snowed out the Braves game. Popped up and out of play.
That is hard to believe.
Inclement weather like that also in Pittsburgh.
Here we are in the end of April, and it's still snowing.
Yeah, I'm a connoisseur of Major League Baseball Network, and they're showing it, and it's just coming down, and that game was snowed out. Swing on and miss. Struck her out, so Woodall goes down for the second time in the game.
So I heard there's a lawsuit against Punxsutawney Field right now.
What did he say? What was that?
He said it was going to be an early spring.
Uh-huh.
Not six more weeks of winter. And some of these people are going, where's the spring?
Well, Heather Nelson, who walked, is up. Swung on, lifted, center field. It's shallow. Out goes. Oh, off the glove. That'll be a single. So the runner goes and the no-no's gone. It was a nice running attempt by Taylor Gallion. And so that'll be a single for Heather Nelson. Destiny Mullen goes all the way to third base, running on two outs. That's going to bring up Rachel Birmingham. Didn't hit it hard, but just blooped it into center field, and Presley gave chase, and I think she kind of distracted Gallion out in center. Ball one high.
And Gallion's playing a little deep, I think, for a team that's not known for hitting hard.
Swung and fouled into the screen. A little sign out there says 203 to center field. 200 down the lines. Called strike. Throw over to first. Not in time. Nice throw by Irvin. Trying to catch Nelson napping. Nelson dove in head first.
I tell you, Michaela Tipton, Mahala Irvin and CeCe.
Here's the pitch. Just missed. Makes the count 2-2.
Giving that eye sign language to each other about the runner.
Mm-hmm.
Secret coach stuff. Nose, you know, nods.
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Swung out and fouled out of play. We're in the bottom of the third. Pisgah holding on to an 8-0 lead over Tuscola. Here's the pitch. Called strike 3. So she struck her out. And that's all for Tuscola. We move to the top of the fourth. Pisgah 8. Tuscola nothing. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by American Pond and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, and Champion Credit Union.
American Pond and Pickers, and we do the picking,
go to the grinning.
Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, we do the picking.
We'll do the grinning, 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, back here at Waynesville, North Carolina, we're going into the top of the fourth. The Bears lead 8-0. And back up to the top. Well, we got Callie Kirkendall coming up, Chuck.
Yep, Kirkendall tipped to McCracken, just like we did in the third inning. Kirkendall will lead off here in the top of the fourth. Pisgah leads 8-0. Kirkendall 1-for-2 in this game. She's everything off her bat's been hard today, too.
Now batting number 15, Callie Kirkendall.
Kirkendall batting in the cleanup. She'll be followed by Michaela Tipton and Mason McCracken here in the bottom of the, or top of the fourth. Forget we're not home. Well, we're in Haywood County. Ball high to Kirkendall as Grasty starts her off with a changeup.
We're just not at the diamond on the river.
Beautiful complex here. And I look up and I see lights.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ball one hot up to the plate. That got out of her hand early. So that'll make the count 2-0. Grasty ready to go. Here's a pitch. Swung on, and that's another hit for Kirkendall as that is in the center, and she'll get another single to start the fourth, just like she did the third.
She's really been hitting the ball well today. She's seeing it good.
Next up, number 12.
Maybe she took some extra batting practice.
Michaela Tipton. 1-for-1 with a walk, RBI single. Swung on and popped high, center field. Taylor Wester camps underneath it, hauls it in, throws over to first, but Kirkendall scampers back. So a long fly out to center retires Tipton. Now bring up Mason McCracken, who's 0-for-2. She's reached base on 2 fielder's choices. She's due.
Callie Kirkendall was playing in between first and second just to see if it was going to be dropped. And since it was caught, she had to run back.
Grasty ready to go. Here's her first pitch. Swung on in line past the third base, but foul. So CeCe hacking at the first pitch. Lined it foul past the third base. Just a couple inches to the right, and that would have been down into the corner. Even though Tristan Woodall's hugging that base and that baseline. It was to hit too hard and got by her. Ball in the dirt. There goes Kirkendall. She'll race down to second first. Reaches on a wild pitch. So she moves down to second on that last pitch, and that makes the count at 1-1 to McCracken. subdued. Crowd's quiet.
Yeah, he's kind of quiet. It's kind of an odd.
Swung and again lined right over the head of Woodall, but she had that hook on it. Once it got past Woodall's head, it just kept curving. So a long strike to McCracken puts her in the hole at 1-2.
Walt's giving her instructions, showing her what she's doing wrong. Stepping, he wants her step more toward first base and not toward third.
Here we go. Here's the pitch. Right up the middle and into center field for a single, and that's going to be bobbled by Wester in center and get past her. So Kirkendall's going to score, and McCracken will get a single, but not because, and she will not get an RBI, as that'll be an error on the center fielder, allowing McCracken to go to second and Kirkendall to score.
Here comes hot hitting Nadia to the plate.
Hudson, again, swinging at the first pitch, fouls it off. One out here in the top of the fourth, Pisgah 9, Tuscola 0. On deck, Casey Alexander. Here comes the pitch in the dirt. Nice stop by Samantha Young.
It's like Grasty's. She's spindly, and she don't have the arm strength, you know, to...
She's what?
Spindly.
Okay.
I mean, she's...
Swung on and grounded to Woodall, but just foul again. Woodall's getting a lot of action down there.
I mean, she's, you know, thin, and it makes you wonder if she don't have enough arm muscle strength.
Remind me not to play Scrabble with you.
Yeah, we got some country words here. You wouldn't even know what they are.
Ball gets away. Back to the screen. So McCracken races down to third base. And it evens the count at 2-2. Is that skipped off the plate? Yeah, I'd have to file a protest before we even play.
My grandmother used to call them kivers all the time.
Okay. Now I know I'm going to file a protest. I am not playing Scrabble with you. Change up over to short. Birmingham gets it, throws over to first. It gets away from the stretching, you know, the first baseman, Morgan Rogers, who was stretched out and went off her glove. So that'll be another error.
It was a weak throw because it was falling to the dirt. It was getting to her. So I don't really blame it on as much the first baseman as I do the shortstop.
Error on the first baseman is way it scored.
I know.
And so that'll bring up Casey Alexander. 10-0. Swung on, lifted into the infield. Rachel Birmingham at short hauls that in for out number 2. And that will bring up Casey Brown, who's 0-1 with a walk and run scored. Hudson at first. In 3 at-bats of what Hudson has done swinging, 1, 2, 3, 4 errors. And that's lifted over into shallow left field and a bloop single for Casey Brown, and she placed that perfectly.
She's probably saying, finally.
Down the left field line, so she gets a hit. Hudson moves to second base, and that's going to go to the top of the lineup with Taylor Gallion, who is 2-for-3 with 2 singles. And 2 RBIs.
Now, her mama, being the softball coach at Canton, has probably really worked on her.
Swung on, lifted, deep left field. A nice running grab at the wall, hauled in by the left fielder, Krista Passari, and that's all for Pisgah. Gallion had made a bid for it.
I thought she had her first home run.
Boy, that was right at the wall. Oh. Passari picked it off at the top of the wall, and... Gallion was trying to bid for a 3-run dinger, but no avail. So that's all for the Black Bears as we move to the bottom of the fourth as Pisgah leads 10-0.
Now you got your starters in. Mossy's playing third. Latrinko's at first. You have Kelsey Alexander still at right field. Sheridan still at second. Nadia still at short. And they're piling out a little at a time, so... Casey Brown at left and Taylor Gallion in center. So the changes are first and third for Pisgah.
So for Pisgah, through four innings, four or three and a half, as they would say, 10 runs, 7 hits, no errors, left two, 5 on base. Tuscola, no runs on 1 hit, have committed 6 errors.
Now batting number 22, Samantha
left
Young.
Left 3 on base, excuse me. And so begin the bottom of the fourth. It will be Samantha Young, Krista Pizzari, and Morgan Rogers. 4-5-6 scheduled up to face Michaela Tipton, who's hurling a gem so far. A shutout.
1 hit shutout.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you can ask for a pitcher.
Well, she's just been pounding the strike zone with everything she's got. She has, you know, just on 2 batters, she kind of lost, you know, rhythm in that. But she just absolutely, for everything else, she's just been attacking the strike zone and making it look. You're going to hit it and hit it to my defense. Just missed outside, ball one.
That's one thing Serena said, that the defense has been really solid for Pisgah. It's just that, and the pitchers are letting the defense work for them, so it takes a lot of pressure off your pitchers.
Ball two.
You don't even have time to write that down.
I'm
She's ready to pitch.
If she gets it, I'm looking up. I'm going to have to do this in stages. Swung on and another grounder back to Tipton. She had to come out of the circle to get it. Throws over to Alex Latrico at first to retire Young for the first out in the bottom of the fourth. And that's going to bring up Krista Pizzari, who made that brilliant play out there in left field to end the top of the fourth on Taylor Gallion. It would not have been a home run, but it would have been extra bases
if
she didn't get there. And a high, towering ball, and Presley reaches up and hauls that in.
I'm telling you, Presley is the best second baseman I've seen in a long time. She backpedals. I mean, you major league backpedaling to get those little things. It's amazing.
Well, that being Morgan Rogers.
So Ty Cobb played second base, right?
Yep. Ty played every ball. As the first pitch was a strike, Ty played anywhere he went. They were afraid of Ty. Next pitch, called strike again. So she quickly gets Morgan Rogers in a hole, 0-2. Michaela Tipton working fast.
I'm talking about supersonic speed now.
Boy, I tell you what. Swung on and right to Presley, just Willie Mays it. And that's all for Tuscola. No runs. They strand no runners. And we move to the top of the fifth. Pisgah 10, Tuscola nothing. We'll be back after these messages.
This broadcast of Pisgah Sugar Bears softball is being brought to you by Champion Credit Union, American Pawn and Pickers, B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, and MedWest Haywood. Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
MedWest Haywood will hold an American Red Cross Blood Drive on Friday, April 26th at the MedWest Health and Fitness Center in Clyde. The blood drive will take place from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Register by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the code MedWest Haywood. Statistics show that only 3% of the population will donate blood. Show kindness to your neighbors by taking this opportunity to give. We know you've got it in you. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back to Waynesville, North Carolina, where the Bears are heading top of the fifth, 10 to nothing, Chuck.
Well, Rhonda, we just had a scores change, and that will benefit Michaela Tipton, as the official scorebook ruled that that ball blooped into center field was an error charged to Taylor Gallion. That means that Miss Tipton has a no-hitter going here in the top of the fifth inning with Pisgah batting. It'll be Presley, Irvin, and Kirkendall scheduled up to face Lake and Grasty, who has gone the distance from inside the circle for Tuscola. Presley is due. First pitch is called strike right at the letters. Presley has hit the ball hard twice, walked once. She's 0 for 2. Her and Heather Nelson at second base have had some thing going on. Since everything she's hit has been one hopper scorched to her. And this one, she gets it out to center field, but right at the center fielder, Taylor Western. Presley's wondering what she has to do to get a hit.
Yeah, she's
next up, number six.
She's kind of sitting there going, what do I have to do?
Been there, done that.
Oh, yeah. Tomasi's on deck.
So now it'll be Irvin, as Tomasi will come in. She's going to go for Callie Kirkendall. She's going to sub for Callie. Fouled out of play, into the netting. 10 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for Pisgah. Tuscola, no runs, no hits, and 6 errors. Pitch, just outside, being very careful to Irvin. 1 for 3 in the game.
You don't want to give her anything.
Sitting on 30 career home runs. Can we get 31 here? Lined right to Woodall, just gobbled that up, and she throws a strike over to their first baseman.
That was a
Morgan
great,
Rogers.
Great throw that time.
Shelby Tomasi.
And that'll bring up Miggy Tomasi. Some of her friends know her as Shelby. We call her Miggy. After the stellar third baseman for the Detroit Tigers, because this young lady can play everywhere. And she's got a dangerous bat at the plate. And she lines one right at Walt, right by his legs. So Tomasi, batting for the first time in the game. Only a sophomore.
Oh, I'm telling you. Sensational sophomores, Dickie Vitale calls them.
Diaper dandy, baby. Swung on and line foul off the screen of the third base dugout that houses the Tuscola.
Super sensational sophomore.
People are going, don't quit your day job.
I know.
For me.
I couldn't be.
I would love to imitate him.
Oh, man. You might hurt yourself.
0-2 count on Tomasi. Grasty ready to go. Here's her pitch. Swung on and that just scorched to left field. So Tomasi didn't care it was 0-2. She just waiting for a pitch and she just stroked it for left field for a single.
And now Ashley Penland's up to bat.
And that's going to bring up Ashley Penland pitch hitting for Michaela Tipton. Tipton will probably go back in a re-entry. Runner at first base, one, two outs. Pitch is high. Nice stab by Samantha Young, the freshman catcher, subbing in for senior catcher Madison Banks. That last year, Madison sat out 3 weeks for Tuscola because of concussion.
I know. I was going to ask you that earlier. Didn't she have a concussion last year?
Hard luck catch. A ball gets away as it bounced up to the plate. So Tomasi moves on a wild pitch down to second. That will put the count and the hitter's count for Penland at 2-0. Boy, I love the way Tomasi just swings the bat. Miggy.
Yeah, she's a talented kid.
Here's the pitch. Penland lays off. Ball 3. It's a little high.
And then you got Latrinko on deck now. So everybody's going to get to play.
Doesn't get easier.
No. No.
Everybody's going to play, so they bring in Tomasi, Penland, and Latrinko off the bench. Are you kidding me? The ball gets away on ball 4.
That is a nightmare for any pitcher or any team when you bring them off the bench.
Hey, coach, I'm subbing. Okay, that's great. You're up 10-0. Yeah, Tomasi, Ashley Penland, Alex Latrinko are coming in the game.
And then you got Anna Hudson on deck, and it don't get any better.
All right, Alex Latrinko. Fouled off, swinging at the first pitch. Lined it down the
left field line. Runners at the corners. Tomasi singled and has gone on two wild pitches down to second and third. Pendlin walked. He's at first. Two outs with Trinkle at the plate. Pitch high for a ball. Evens it at 1-1. And as Rhonda so notably said that Hannah Hudson on deck. If we can get to her. Grassy's pitch. Ball low. 2-1. And down to second on the ball in the dirt goes Penland.
Taking advantage of a catcher this young and youthful.
Doing a fine job is Samantha Young behind the plate for Tuscola. And then Alex just got a piece of it and lined it past Walt. Walt had ideas of stopping it with his foot and then pulled it back and thought,
yeah,
better.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
He got hit one time in batting practice in the mouth, and something that like that killed him. He busted his teeth and everything.
Mm-hmm. Pay attention. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the fifth. Piska leads 10-0. Here comes Grassy's pitch, swung on and dribbled over to Birmingham, comes up and she throws over to the first base, and that gets away from the first baseman. That'll be an error on the first baseman, Morgan Rogers, so that'll be another error.
And then
two runs score.
Yeah, Finland comes in to score too.
So Tomasi scored on the throw. She was scoring. And when the ball got by Rogers and staying at first was Otrinko, and this is going to be Hannah Hudson. Seven errors in the game for the Mountaineers. And lined right to, and that's going to be off her glove, and that will be another error.
Hannah Hudson is hitting the ball extremely hard. I mean, everything she's hit's been like on a frozen rope.
Right.
Been hard hits.
So Rachel Birmingham struggling out there. She's just one of those days as your defense is grassy. Is looking around thinking, what am I supposed to do is attack the zone and make them hit it to my defense. Casey Alexander up, runners at first and second. And that's a bloop single into center, or left field, and Walt will hold them there as Piska leads 12-0 here in the top of the fifth, and they've now loaded the bases for Casey Brown.
Last time up, Casey had a little bloop single in about the same place.
12 runs, 10 hits, one error for Piska. No runs, no hits, and eight errors for Tuscola. Lined off the glove. That will be a single, as reaching for it was Heather Nelson, who couldn't get to it. And an RBI, and that'll be 13-0. And we go to the top of the order, Taylor Gallion. Oh, Taylor, boy, I tell you what, she's got some checky bat there.
I don't know what she has done.
She's put charges into the ball, and she hit that foul. But, I mean, she just put a charge into it. Last time up, she made a bid for a three-run home run. But Pizarri pulled it at the top of the wall. Lined. Woodall steps on third. That's all for the Black Bears. As we move to the bottom of the fifth, Piska leads 13-0.
Trying to get the score of the baseball game, but I wish you'd have brought your field glasses so I could see that scoreboard all the way over. And I've tried to. It is in the bottom of the sixth. Pisgah leads 6-1.
Already there in the bottom of the sixth?
Six? Mm-hmm. I thought that's what I was seeing, but I wasn't sure about the who was who on their scoreboard from over this distance. I thought I was seeing 6-1, but I didn't know if the guest was over, you know, which side the guest and stuff was on. So, well. It this has been a probably a short game for Pisgah, which is good because they got to turn around and play North Henderson tomorrow at North. But, Chuck, I was checking the weather today. It looks like it's going to rain tomorrow.
Surprise.
Surprise. But, see, we don't have Callie nor Mason McCracken Thursday or Friday. That's the reason they moved the game from Friday to Wednesday, because they have to go on a field trip with Pisgah, and they will not be in school. So, you know, Serena's sitting there going, oh, Lord, we don't need rain.
Well, be the center fielder, Taylor Wester, has made some great plays out there in the outfield today, followed by Lakin Grassy and Dustin Miller. Mullen, excuse me, 7-8-9. And a new pitcher in. So this will not be one pitcher. It'll be Ashley Penland, who blows a fastball knee-high past Wester. So possibly Penland and Tipton can combine on a no-hitter, an abbreviated no-hitter.
And Mason Fox hit a home run in that game over there at the baseball field.
Did he really?
Yeah.
And that phone ring was mine. I forgot to mute it. Ball low makes the count 1-2.
And Ashley Penland.
2-1, excuse me.
Very good pitcher. And this is good for her to get some reps in.
Mm-hmm. 12 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, and 5 left on base for Pisgah. Excuse me, 7 left on base. Because a strike was called, makes the count 2-2. Taylor Wester, 0-1 in the game. Right at me. I didn't move. I didn't act like I moved. I might have moved a little bit.
Just a little.
Okay, I kind of moved my body this way. Just the reaction.
No, we have a fence in front of us, Chuck.
Yeah, and she hit it right at us. Swung, grounder, Tomasi stabs it over the first. That's money right there, Bo.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Miggy gobbles it up. At third base, that's out number one here in the bottom of the fifth. Pisgah leading 13-0. And that'll bring up Lake and Grasty. Struck out her only time up at the plate. Penland, high for a ball.
You got a defense behind you like that. The pressure's off of you when you're pitching. Seriously.
Ball two, low. It's nice to have many pitchers on a staff. Penland's got a lot of giddy up to her fastball. High for a ball. But, you know, when you haven't been out there that much, you're a little rusty. You got to log those innings and got to get some pitches in there and get into a rhythm.
If I had an award to give.
3-0 pitch. Lined. Off the glove. That will be an error as Nadia Hudson stabbed it, but went off her glove, so still the no-hitter is intact. As errors are abundant in this ballgame.
I'm telling you, this girl that just come to bat for Tuscola is huge.
Pitch hitter.
I'm 23.
Man. Morgan Goodson.
I wonder if she Swung wants to come to Canton and play basketball. My goodness. I like the height on that girl.
Looks like a lot like Elise Lawrence. Huh? Remember Elise?
Yeah.
Swung on and miss. So it's 0-2 to Miss Goodson, pitch hitting for Destiny Mullen here in the 9 hole in the bottom of the fifth. 13-0 Black Bears. Swung. Hits it. And that's a single. So Goodson, and that is not a single because they retired the lead runner, so it's a fielder's choice.
Because the runners did not know if it was going to be called or not.
That went over Presley's head, picked up by right fielder Casey Alexander.
And quickly throwed to second.
Yeah, and Grasty kind of hesitated. The pitch runner for Grasty hesitated, and then Alexander threw a strike over to Nadia Hudson at short, who was covering second, and that retires the lead runner for out number two. So that's a fielder's choice in the book, folks. I'm laughing with everybody on this.
I was going to say earlier that Ashley Penland, if I had an award to give, she was my sixth man award in basketball.
swung out and missed by Tristan Little, who struck out twice in this game. Had a called strike the first pitch, so it's 0-2 to the senior. Two outs, 13-0 Black Bears. And the no-hitter going. Swung on, grounded over to Hudson, over to Latrinka, and that's all. And that will be the ball game, folks. A final from Waynesville, North Carolina. Pisgah 13, Tuscola 0. We'll be back for a shortened pregame show.
This broadcast of Sugar Bear Softball is being brought to you by B. Allen Construction, Ken Wilson Ford, Midwest Haywood, Champion Credit Union, and American Pawn and Pickers.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, we do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. We'll do the grinning, 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Midwest Haywood will hold an American Red Cross blood drive on Friday, April 26th at the Midwest Health and Fitness Center in Clyde. The blood drive will take place from 9 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. Register by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org and enter the code Midwest Haywood. Statistics show that only 3% of the population will donate blood. Show kindness to your neighbors by taking this opportunity to give. We know you've got it in you. B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Well, back here at Tuscola, it's a final in five innings. Pisgah takes Tuscola, sweeps them this year, 13-0 this time. The first game is 20-0. But Serena played with the lineup. She didn't start her starters, but they only got one inning in. So, and I just got an update from over on the baseball field. Top of the seventh is 6-3 Pisgah.
Well, folks, we apologize, but we had talked to Walt, and he felt that Taylor was an error. But we just looked at the official book we have because we're the visitors. Tuscola has the official book, and that hit, or that ball hit by Heather Nelson, that bloop, where Taylor Gallion made a run on, is now a hit, so that is not a no-hitter. That's one hit. So the Mountaineers, no runs, one hit, had made eight errors. Mike Gentry showed me the New York Yankees. We got some Tiger fans.
Yeah, Ron, he's got a new Tiger hat on, and he's giving him a hard time with it.
Samantha Young did good behind the plate. So, and not bad, as Mike said, as walking by, manager Mike Gentry said that Samantha Young, a freshman subbing in, did a fantastic job behind the plate. But Rhonda, that's all Pisgah today.
Yeah, big game for a young kid, too, like that. You put her up against your county rival, and even though Serena did play the lineup, resting her starters, resting Callie because we've got a big game tomorrow, it's still big for her. I mean, she did perform well, but then on turn Pisgah's bats, we got some hits from people that haven't been hitting. Big for them to maybe get that going.
Well, the final from Waynesville, North Carolina, the Lions score. Pisgah got 3 in the second, 5 in the third, 2 in the fourth, and 3 in the fifth. 13 runs on 11 hits and made 2 errors and stranded 7 runners. Tuscola, officially, folks, no runs on 1 hit, made 8 errors, and left 3 runners on. So for Rhonda Byrd.
Well, our next broadcast, let me get that in, Chuck, is we have 2 broadcast games left. We play North Henderson tomorrow, but the 29th we'll be playing Inca at home, and then the 30th will be Smoky Mountain at home, and then May 2nd will be Brevard at home. We have 3 conference games left. We're down the home stretch before the conference tournament and before the playoffs start, Chuck.
All right, so that's our schedule. Tune in, catch the Black Bears in action, either in person at the Diamonds on the River Complex or here on WPTL 920 AM. For Rhonda Byrd, I'm Chuck Fiebernitz. It's a final, folks, from Waynesville. Pisgah 13, Tuscola nothing. We'll be back, God willing, the next time to bring you the Pisgah softball team in action. Goodbye, folks.